It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song. Joining Laddie are Pa Grape and Mr. Lunt, who together make up the infamous gang of scallywags, the pirates who don't do anything.
We are the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay at home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you. We don't do anything.
Well, I've never been to Greenland, and I've never been to Denver, and I've never buried treasure in St. Louis or St. Paul. And I've never been to Moscow, and I've never been to Tampa, and I've never been to Boston in the fall.
But we're the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you.
We don't do anything. Never hoist the mainstay, and I never swab the poop deck, and I never fear to starboard, cause I never sail at all, and I've never walked the gangplank, and I've never...
You are listening to the Black and Gold edition.
Black and Gold Breakdown edition of Corey Geiger's Daily Sports Show. That was a little limerick, Corey, about how the Steelers don't do anything, haven't done anything since... The last time we talked, which was the special edition on February 4th. They've done nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I love the VeggieTales. That was good. Yeah. You got a young daughter. Are you into VeggieTales yet?
No, I just Googled on YouTube.
Nothing.
Bring up songs about people who have done nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, no coaching. I thought there would at least be a scapegoat on the coaching staff. Didn't you think that he would fire somebody just as a scapegoat? They've literally done nothing.
Yeah, I think it's complete arrogance now. I think Mike Tomlin is the emperor in the emperor's new clothes, where he's naked and he thinks that no one else can see that he's naked. Like, to do nothing, to flame out and lose five in a row and get embarrassed again in the playoffs the way they did on both sides of the ball and have the audacity to do nothing, it's unfathomable to me. Like, you could have said, Omar Khan, you got to go. You didn't adequately replace the wide receiver that you gave away because you thought he was petulant. Mike Tomlin, you could go because this is the seventh straight time that you got your butt whooped in the playoffs. You could have said, you know, Arthur Smith, your offense is a dud. You're out. You know, Terrell Austin, the defense stinks. You're out. Pat Meyer, offensive line coach, they stink. You're out. They did nothing. Strength and conditioning coach, you hurt our starting quarterback in training camp. You're an idiot. You're out. They did nothing.
This is where all the blame that we put on Mike Tomlin all the time has to go higher. This is ownership. This is the organization. No, look, you can blame. Tomlin probably could have made a sacrificial lamb out of some of these people. But this, the arrogance is the ownership here. This is where, and I want to get to this here in a little while, the player report card that they do for all of the NFL teams. The Steelers players voted Art Rooney with a D. Now, they gave Mike Tomlin an A. That's ludicrous.
But isn't that D based mainly just off of the facility?
Sure, it's a lot of other things.
But I don't think it means, like, no faith in him or whatever.
I think it does.
Do you think it?
I think it does.
I think I just read it as, he's stingy. We got to share the facility with a college team, and everybody else has these billion-dollar facilities, and we don't.
No,
is there more into that?
There is more into it. I think this is really, from what I've got, they've done this for a lot of years. This is really more of an, oh, how do you feel about things? And there are things like diet and facilities and how you treat your family and
all
that.
They gave Mike Tomlin an A, too, though.
How much of that is... Look, they obviously respect Mike Tomlin, but how much of that is maybe fear a little bit? They know Mike Tomlin has more job security probably than any NFL head coach.
Yeah, but this isn't just the Steelers players, right?
It's just their own players. So they give Rooney a D. The point being, This is not, we can gripe all we want about Mike Tomlin. This is clearly, to me, transcended into a poor ownership scenario. Where I just don't have any faith in the decisions they're making at the very top.
Sure. This reminds me of, like, off topic, but like gender dysphoria, where people actually believe they are the wrong sex. And I feel like the Steelers actually believe that that ball bounced one or two ways differently right. this year. They're 11-5 and they win two playoff games.
When we came in, Kreider has a sheet here, and I literally chuckled out loud. You want to read it? You wrote it. The Super Bowl thoughts?
Oh, yeah. A Super Bowl thoughts. How far are the Steelers away from being the Eagles?
And I just laughed out loud because we don't have enough time on this show to talk about how far away they are. The Eagles are so superior in every way to the Steelers right now that it's – look, Steelers fans can pound their chests and six Super Bowls and all this. The Eagles only have two. My God, man. Especially since 2017, the Eagles might as well be Jupiter compared to the
Steelers.
They
just cut, what, Darius Slay for cap reasons.
They also just gave Nate.
How deep do you have to be, though?
Well, I mean, they did that last year, too. He might end up getting re-signed again.
They made today they made Saquon Barkley the highest paid NFL running back ever, which I don't always look. I love Saquon. I'm against paying running backs a ton of money, but when you have everything in place, and the Eagles have everything in place, they have a tremendous offensive line. The Steelers have a bad offensive line. They have a tremendous defensive line. The Steelers have good players on their defensive line, but they've gotten older and you can't trust them anymore. The Eagles are good every. The Eagles have. I go back to college. I was not a big Jalen Hurts fan. I thought that they made the right move at Alabama going to Tua over Jalen. Jalen Hurts has now become an NFL superstar, and the guy is a tremendously valuable player.
Who was the only guy in this room who picked the Eagles when the Super Bowl won? We picked them that game.
Did you pick them?
I sure did.
You like to pound your chest.
I do. I like to let you know that I had a feeling that they were lined up to – remember, I told you because – it would make me miserable for the Eagles to win because I knew more Eagles fans than Chiefs fans, so I'd rather have a three-peat than deal with what I had to see. And boy, did it flood my Facebook feed with nitwits, losers, and idiots. Oh, my God. It was a rough couple days.
I was down in Florida in Orlando on vacation, and we were watching the Super Bowl at the resort that we were at a pool party. So they had the Super Bowl up on the giant screen and, like, you know, hundreds of people watching the pool. I saw one person wearing a Chiefs jacket. Everybody else there was rooting for the Eagles. So the whole country, I think, was rooting for the Eagles there to finally end it. But having said that, and we'll get back to Steelers in a second, I cannot believe they lined up there and whipped their ass the way they did.
It was shocking.
That's a two-time defending Super Bowl champion that looked like they so much deer in the headlights.
You kept
that they
expecting
had never
the
there.
Chiefs to figure it out, especially after halftime, how they were going to stop a pass rush that was getting to Patrick Mahomes without blitzing. Yep. But they just sometimes you can't out scheme getting out muscled, you know. And Travis Kelce.
I don't know. At some point though, I thought Chiefs just looked incredibly lost on all phases, including even making a – like, they didn't ever try to get – Mahomes never tried to get the ball out instantly. They kept dropping back and saying, hey –
well, Kelce sure didn't get much help, did he?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. They just – on everything, it looked horrible.
And there was a theory. It really didn't go anywhere. But Mahomes hit his head on the field very early on in the game. And people wondered, like, was he concussed after that? Because he certainly did not look good at all.
Yeah, I agree. I think we got a call, W. Bort.
Yes, sir. You're on Sports Central, Black and Gold Breakdown Edition. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Tim from Altoona.
What up, brother?
Hey, I am so almost so done with them. What's going to happen is, and I talk to a lot of Steelers fans around here. And you remember back when Detroit used to wear them bags on their head?
that was the Saints, wasn't it?
That was the Saints.
And Pirates fans.
I'm sure. I got like six or seven that we usually every couple of weeks we'll get together for one of the games. And it's come down where they say, hey, you know, we're going to start wearing bags.
That's probably an improvement for you, though, isn't it?
Pardon me?
I said, if you probably put a bag on your head, Jim, I bet that you probably look better, right, brother? Draw on some eyelashes, you know. Draw on some of those fake eyebrows that the girls get microbladed these days. You'll be a good looking bag lady.
And there you go. Another thing that really teased me off is Washington just got that receiver from the 49ers for a sixth round pick.
Yeah, it was a fifth round. Yeah, Debo.
Come on.
Well, I think the problem is he comes with a $16 million cap hit that the Steelers weren't comfortable sucking up for this year, which I can't say I blame them. I wish they would have done something, but
plus he's a free agent after this year.
Yeah,
as well.
So you'd have to pay $16 million for 1 year. So
the Jets are cutting Devontae Adams. Chris Godwin is out there. I'm sure we can get into all the needs that the Steelers have, but man, oh man, if they don't get a wide receiver this offseason, you have to say that the organization just doesn't care.
Something's wrong. I mean, they go stuck back in the 70s, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's obvious that they're unwilling for whatever reason to change that philosophy. And we always blame Mike Tomlin, but like you said today, I've been saying it for a long time, and you've hopped on board a little bit more today, that it's above Mike Tomlin now. It's the Rooneys that are allowing all of this to happen. Yep. Like, even as an owner, you have to step in somewhere. I guess the difference is they don't look at 10-7 as a failure like we do. They think that they made the playoffs and are 10-7. They want to isolate those last four games of the regular season and the playoff loss in a different bubble, and I don't think that's fair.
No. I mean, you know, I know I'm tired of it. I'll be 67. I don't know how much longer I have to wait for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. All right, Jim, thanks for the call, brother.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, the Steelers are so far removed from potentially winning a Super Bowl. You still have no idea who the quarterback is going to be, and that's something we'll talk about. But
I saw a meme that I put on my notes on here with the Steelers and the Yankees. And did you ever think you would mention the Steelers and the Yankees in the same breath if the discussion was around mediocrity? So neither franchise has won a championship since 2009. Both teams have an under 500 record in the playoffs, and yet both teams have never finished under 500 in the regular season.
Right.
I never in a million years thought you would link the Steelers and the Yankees together, but it be for the fact that their franchises have become stale.
And
a bit, I think a lot more embarrassing, though, for the Yankees when you don't have a salary cap and they are one of the highest payrolls of
The perception again for the longest time around the league was like they were both destination places to go to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to play for the Yankees, you want to play for the Steelers, you always saying I have a chance to win or whatever, and now I mean that's not necessarily the case.
No, there's no question. Bort's point is an excellent one with the salary cap. But I think, from what I can gather, we don't live in New York. We might have a different perspective if we did. I think the Yankees give a damn a whole lot more about trying new things and trying different things. And they'll start over if they need to. And they'll still bring in the superstar. And obviously, they'll still spend the money.
They're allowing well-coiffed beards this year.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. That's interesting. I never thought that would happen as much as the Yankees have done that. But a big part of the problem is the perception of what we're talking about here. The Steelers don't even care enough to try something different. That's the problem.
You saw the interview. I mean, I don't think he did it intentionally, but they were talking to Trevor Lawrence about that was a few weeks ago, a day or two, where they had linked him coming to the Steelers. And he pretty much was like, why?
Yeah.
You know, like it's become a place where top talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball, realizes that it's not beneficial for them to want to come catch passes or throw passes in Pittsburgh.
And I mentioned the wide receiver situation. Why would any wide receiver want to go there?
Mm-hmm.
One, even if Justin Fields is the quarterback, which I think he will be, but there still could be something in the works. Not that they'll end up any better. Damn Aaron Rodgers or Daniel Jones
We're going to break that all down with the Steelers.
But if you're until they do something, why would anybody else want to jump on board with the Steelers? Because they just have massive question marks.
I don't think no matter what they do at quarterback this year, anybody else in their right mindset should want to jump on board, because I still think Mike Tomlin is the common denominator that him and Arthur Smith will ruin it all anyways.
Yep.
So we can open this conversation right now about the quarterback position, because apparently there's some gamesmanship going on between the turds. And by the turds, I mean the Wilson turd and the Fields turd, because neither one of them, to me, is getting the Steelers to a Super Bowl next year. But both of them are using their agents to kind of cultivate some leverage, where Russell Wilson has been saying all the right things, more so like, if you put a contract in front of me now, I'm signing. Where now Justin Fields is like, his agent is saying, I'd like to see what's out there. You know, and to me, neither one of them is good. You know, you can wait till the last second and try to maybe hold out and tell Justin Fields, I want to give you 2 years for $30 million and see what happens. And then if he says no, then you go to Russ. And if he says no, like, I don't know what's going to happen. But they're playing this long game for none of the quarterbacks are going to make a difference for their team.
Yeah. We're probably going to disagree on this element, because if it comes down to the two turds, which would you rather have?
Well, I'd rather have a Fields turd, bro.
I would rather have Russell Wilson. I think Justin Fields is freaking terrible. I think he's an absolute disgrace, and I don't think they have any trust in him whatsoever. Not that I think Russell Wilson is good.
Yeah, but you also thought that he played well enough to not be removed last year, right, at 4-2? Like, I thought
you were more on board his performance. You brought this up a couple of times. I kept saying they were never in their right minds going to remove a quarterback when they have an undefeated record.
All right.
That's
so not Fields, because I remember saying, like, what if they win 6-3, you know, and he's 7-0? Can you not bench him?
Because you can't. I brought it up. Have you ever seen an undefeated NFL team bench their quarterback?
I never thought that Justin Fields' performance on the field warranted rolling with him for the rest of the year after the six games that I saw.
So the couple, when they lost a couple, that was kind of a sigh of relief, because you got to feeling that everybody in the organization probably was ready to move on. But I go back to those six games. Outside of the Colts game where they fell behind, and he did a good job coming back in some desperation mode, they never even let him play the position. Okay, that to me is so telling. They never even let Justin Fields try to be an all-around quarterback. Okay, that tells me that they didn't have any faith in him, and that they were only riding with him because they were winning. And look, I will still stand by. You're not going to bench a quarterback who's undefeated. But as soon as Russ came in, the offense did play a lot better once they were.
So the handicapping that you said that happened to Justin Fields, do you think that same handicap happened to Wilson towards the end of the year when he couldn't?
No.
Could Wilson have been a better quarterback than what he displayed in some of those tough moments because he wasn't allowed to audible out of certain situations?
We do need to be realistic here about one thing, okay? Because we can live in a bubble and we can blame everything on what we saw from the Steelers. Their schedule at the end of the season was unbelievably difficult. When you're playing the Eagles, who were really, as we know, by far the best, and that's what started the losing streak, the best team in the NFL, by far. Then you're playing the Chiefs, and you're playing the Ravens, and who else did they play down the streets?
Bengals.
The Bengals. And the Bengals had a lot to play for. So can we, with the benefit of hindsight, look at the losing streak at the end and think, okay, that was just elite competition week after week. We didn't have a chance against them anyway.
Yeah, but then why play at all? Because they ended up playing the Ravens in the playoffs.
No, I am talking about comparing Wilson and Fields. If we're going to look at the drop-off offensively over the final month, do we not have to look and say, my God, they were playing the Eagles and the Chiefs?
So you're saying if the Steelers started Justin Fields against the Ravens in the playoffs, they might have got smoked even worse.
Yeah, exactly. But the flip side, and I'll contradict my own point, when Russell Wilson was playing well over the middle of the season, they were playing turds then. So was Russell Wilson really playing well, or were they just fortunate to be playing some bad competition?
So why should we even care at all about this quarterback situation? Shouldn't we just want the Steelers to spend the least amount of money to have the most cap room to bring in other pieces? But you're going to bring in pieces then that still aren't going to help you win, because your head of your snake is whatever. You know, like, I heard rumors now that Shedeur Sanders could potentially drop to the Steelers at 21. I don't want a Shedeur Sanders in Pittsburgh.
Nope.
So, you know, I heard them, they love Jackson Dart. I don't want Jackson Dart, you know. So then when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold. You know, Derek Carr threw 30-some touchdowns and only 17 interceptions, or 13 interceptions in his last 27 games. Do you go with Jameis Winston? Like, I don't know what specifically to do. I just know that wherever they're going to get, I don't think it brings him any closer to being a formidable opponent in the playoffs.
Especially if you're going to spend as much as they do on defense. So that's got to be the counter to the discussion of, are you going to spend some of this money on offense now?
All right, we got to go to a break, right, Bort?
Yep.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th? It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this three-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party bar. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
It's March, and T&L Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has some deals for you with their St. Patrick's Day special. Get lube, oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brakes inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for only $59.99. Talk about luck of the Irish. By the way, did you happen to hit a pothole today?
You did?
Then take advantage of T&L Moore's pothole inspection. It includes a complete digital inspection, wheel alignment check, and tire condition analysis. Right now, get $20 off any service or repair resulting from your free pothole inspection. Take advantage of these lucky deals at Russell Tire in Altoona and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales in Claysburg. Both the St. Patrick's Day special and the pothole inspection expire on March 31st. T&L Moore Enterprises wants to help you stay safe this spring. Visit Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
Hank FM.
Don't do me like that, Corey.
So continuing on. So we're both in the camp. If it was our money, we would sign Fields to the least amount of money possible. We would take all the handcuffs off. We'd let him run until he got a concussion. We'd let him throw across the middle of the field until he had 27 interceptions. And then that's a win for us, even though it doesn't accumulate wins this year. It drops the Steelers down to maybe 5-12 or whatever, and now they have a top five pick in the 2026 draft, which they are the host of. I think the city of Pittsburgh would go berserk with buzz if they had a top three, top five pick, and they hosted the draft in 2026.
Hey, Bort.
What do you think?
With a number three pick in the 2026 Drew NFL Aller. Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select quarterback Drew Aller, Penn State. And everybody will cheer, and that guy will suck because he ain't any good, and he ain't going to be a good NFL quarterback, but that's the mistake they're going to make.
Can we get Arch Manning instead?
Not a three. He'll go one, probably.
Well, maybe they're going to trade up. I'm just saying, wouldn't that be the perfect scenario, though, to re-energize your entire fan base?
If there's a quarterback. But
he's not. Let's be honest. If they take the handcuffs off of him and they let him throw across the middle of the field, yeah, he runs for more touchdowns, but yeah, he throws for way more,
look,
right?
I'd like to.
He's had 4 years to show us
who
he is.
He's had a long time, and the Steelers coaches.
LeSean McCoy crushed him the other week in an interview saying that he can't throw. He can't throw.
I'd rather can't throw than can't read, like LeSean McCoy.
or is unwilling to tip.
We can criticize, you know, the coaches for not letting Justin Fields do a whole lot those first six games, but they knew what they were working with. They were watching.
Oh, you mean the time they pulled him off the bench in the freezing cold to let him throw a 40-yard pass in the fourth quarter?
But they knew that he was probably limited, and they were probably just trying to get him. So again, what it comes back to, Would you rather spend your money on him, spend your money on Russell Wilson? Did you answer that? Who do you think would give them a better shot to win?
Yeah, no, I'm saying what do we do? Because I don't think either one of them is going to give us a shot to win. So if we're spending the money as the owner now, where are you going? Would you spend a little bit more and take Russell Wilson because you still have a little bit of fool's gold that you think they could be competitive in playoff games? Or do you say, you know what, I'm going with the cheapest option at that position because they've been using that term bridge quarterback. I'm going to have a bridge quarterback like Jameis Winston or somebody get me through the year in order to be able to draft who I want in 2026.
I actually happen to think that Sam Darnold is a pretty damn good quarterback. And I actually happen to think that if they sign Sam Darnold, you've got a franchise quarterback.
Can he move at all, though? If their line played the way it is this year, can he move?
From what I watched them, okay, he had great players. It's like the Eagles. It's one of those things like judging an Alabama football player, judging Eagles. When you've got terrific players all around you, you have to do less to be really good. But he was really good. Now, can the Steelers afford somebody like Sam Darnold? I don't really think so. But if we're talking your best options are Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, then we might as well say they're not winning a Super Bowl for 50 years. I mean,
aren't you just rolling the dice into 2026?
What's the difference in 2026?
I think you target who you want to draft a quarterback to be the new franchise quarterback.
But here's the thing, Kreider, to get a franchise quarterback, I know Ben slipped a little bit, but you've got to finish 5-12.
Well, you don't think that there's a – so you think no matter what they put on the field that product won't deteriorate enough to be 5-12
next year? Absolutely not, nor would they let it. They are so proud of Tomlin not having a losing season. Were they really any good 2 years ago? No, they sucked, and they still avoided a losing season. Think about how bad everything would have to be for them to go 5-12. They'd really have to throw in the towel. They're going to keep trying, and this gets back to Tom. We could go a lot of different directions with this. Tomlin's style will keep them in enough games to find your way to 7, 8, 9 wins. He just plays a style where he's looking for the defense to keep. You can win enough games like that, but what you can't do now is you can't win a Super Bowl like that.
We'll wrap up this portion real quick before when we have a caller, and then we'll come back and talk about the veterans that are available. If it was between Fields and Wilson, you'd say spend a little bit more if that's what it takes to bring Wilson back.
I think Russell Wilson is still a better NFL quarterback than Justin Fields.
I agree.
All righty. You're on Black and Gold Breakdown on Sports Central. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's caller number 2.
What's up, caller number 2? Dan's still looking for you, man.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to go out to lunch with him or something to calm him down.
There you go. That's good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, well, when you diss a Buckeye, I gotta at least stand up a little bit for him. I blocked on what you said about Justin. It was a really bad word, like he's despicable or... You think he's really that bad?
I think I said he sucked.
Like, horrible.
I think I said he sucked.
What?
I think I said he sucked.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, he sucks. He ain't good. I stand by that.
Wow. I mean, like, he's, like, not even one of the top 40 quarterbacks in the NFL?
Top 40? Well, yeah, we're going top 40, sure. But if you're gonna advance in something, you need top 15. Look, here's the thing, man. My feeling on Justin Fields was, like we talked about at the beginning of the year, let's give him a shot, see how he does. But if you watch the first 6 Steelers games, man, they literally let him do nothing. Okay, if I'm coaching you and I know what your potential is, I'm going into a game with a game plan to let you try to reach your maximum potential but not hurt us as a team for what we're trying to do. Those 6 Steelers games, yes, they were 4-2. He was awful. They didn't do anything. They had a 1947 NFL offense. They didn't try to – they didn't throw the ball down the field at all. They didn't throw the ball over the middle. It was like Mike Tomlin looked at – he had some – baby quarterback that he didn't have any trust in whatsoever, and so that's why it was a very easy decision to make the switch to Russell Wilson whenever he got healthy again.
Well, is it confidence for Fields or incompetence? Is he just not have the tools?
What do you think, Kreider?
I think he can't read a defense and he can't make an accurate pass all the time, and that's the key component to being an NFL quarterback. Sure, being athletic and being able to run and move the pocket is great, but your core responsibility is to be able to put that ball on the money at all times and process your second and third reads, and I don't think he does that well.
Justin Fields is a great athlete. He can run. You could have a package for him to do some things, but as a starting NFL quarterback, you have to have an unbelievably high level of understanding of everything Kreider said. Standing in the pocket, reading the defense, all of these times. You've heard me say this for years. I'm not sure, Kreider, how much I've ever said it on the show. Do you know how many good NFL quarterbacks you think I think are alive right now? Good NFL quarterbacks right now, alive. There's 8 billion people on
this
planet. Good
meaning better than average or good meaning great?
No, good meaning that you can trust them to do some things. You know how many human beings on the planet
probably
I think are good?
About 15.
I've always said about 13 to 15. Out of 8 billion people, there are 13 to 15 qualified. So that means all these draft picks, you have, whether it's Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders or Drew Aller, you have a 90-plus percent chance, or Arch Manning, that they're going to fail because the position is just that hard.
So Fields is Tebow light.
No, man, no, I'm not going that far. Tebow's the worst quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Oh, okay.
If it wasn't,
well, he was a great athlete.
If it wasn't for Jesus coming down and helping Tim Tebow in the final 2 minutes of some games, I don't know if I've ever told you a story. I used to have friends that were Broncos fans, and so we'd go out to Champs in Altoona, and we'd watch all those games in 2012, all those Broncos games, and Tim Tebow would be the worst quarterback in the history of the universe for 58 minutes.
Sure.
And then God would reach down and literally touch him and for the last 2 minutes, yeah, and he had pulled out some
like
miracle.
Like beating the Steelers
win.
In the
exactly.
playoffs.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
I'm a Florida
right.
Gator fan, yep. and Tim Tebow is one of the guys I most idolize as far as a guy being a winner and whatever, and I don't say anything negative about Tim Tebow.
But as an NFL as a college quarterback, he's one of the great. Caller number two, this is the difference. As a college quarterback, Tim Tebow is one of the greatest players who ever lived. As an NFL quarterback, he is, to me, by far the worst starting quarterback
in
the history of the
league. And why? Because he also could not put a throw on a receiver.
No,
on
and if you ever watched him throw, I'm doing a motion here in the studio. You release from your ear, boom. Tim Tebow did this wide, long release, and it took 2 seconds for the ball to come out. You can't do that. Go watch Dan Marino throw the ball. The ball's at his ear, and it's out in .000001 seconds. Tim Tebow would throw the ball. He'd do a big, long wind-up, and it's just like, that doesn't work in the NFL. You can't unless you're throwing to DeMario Thomas for 80 yards.
You guys know your stuff.
That's why we get paid the big bucks, caller number two. As in big bucks, I mean barely over minimum wage.
Well, Dan and I will have you over for lunch sometime.
Good stuff.
All right, thanks for the
hey,
call.
We'll see
we had a beef on my show that Dan called. Dan's old geezer. Caller number two is an old geezer. They called Dan called him out because he hadn't heard from him in 3 weeks. So finally, anyway. So what? Well, I'm curious your thoughts on Tebow. Why didn't it work? Other than the
because
sheer,
he's not a pure passer.
The mechanical
issues.
He's a
issues. Gamer. He'll yeah. will a right. victory yep. when you let him. Yep. But he's not a pure passer. Being a quarterback, you're right. You have to be a jack of all trades. You got to be able to think on your feet, think fast, process a defense, know your situations, have a will to win, and have the physical tools to do it. That's why they're dumbing down offenses now for the players coming out of college playing yep. quarterback. They're putting the read option in place so you don't have to be able to read a defense. They're dumbing it down completely.
And this is why the quarterback discussion is so unbelievably difficult. If I had to pick a quarterback to win a college football game in the history of college football, Tim Tebow is really close to number one on my list. If I had to pick a quarterback to win an NFL game in the history of the NFL, he'd be dead last. That's how that's how difficult a position is. That guy was so unbelievably good in college, but nothing that he does translates to the NFL.
Sure. I mean, a lot of people pin, their NFL hopes on to win one game on the people that you usually think of. To me, I think of a Jim Kelly. Give me one game on the line, and I'll take a quarterback like Jim Kelly that's going to play hurt, is a gamer, and no matter what way the game unfolded, he's going to find a way to beat you.
Tom Brady.
I mean, look at how many Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks never
never
played
an
NFL snap in their life.
Right. Tom Brady would be number one for me, but then that kind of gets back into the old longstanding discussion. Right. What if Ben had gone to the Patriots and Tom Brady had gone to the Steelers?
Tom Brady benefited from the best offensive lines that allowed him to play the kind of game he wanted to, and you saw that on the times in the games where Tom Brady got his bell rung or they put the heat on him, he was a totally different quarterback. So I want a quarterback that can play in a clean pocket but can also create if the pocket isn't clean. And
so what we're talking about,
winning snow, winning
Joe Montana,
whatever.
What we're talking about here, again, this goes back to if you're making decisions right now for whatever quarterback you might get in 2026, I'm going to lay odds that there's an 80% chance you're going to fail. No matter who you take, whether it's Arch Manning or anybody else, because if you're putting all your hope in one quarterback, Jamarcus Russell, Will Levis, they're already going to take a quarterback at number one when they just took Will Levis.
Why
in the
not sign Jameis Winston to a two-year deal and wait for 2026? Can't he win you the same amount of games that a Justin Fields?
Well, he's also coming off a torn Achilles.
I would love to. I'd love to come in here every Tuesday with Jameis Winston as the quarterback. He'd throw for 34 touchdowns. He'd throw for 31 interceptions.
Sure.
And you'd come in here, and we would just blast him for all the interceptions.
Sure, but I'm going to blast whatever happens all year next year because I think we're going to be in the same boat. But what I don't want to do is I don't want to feel like the Steelers are boxed in and overpay for Justin Fields.
Right, but Jameis Winston is a guy that can win you a game if you don't necessarily have talent around you. He can pull something out of his butt, but he can also lose you a game in the blink of an eye. The Steelers don't want a quarterback.
Maybe Mike Tomlin won't let Jameis lose.
That's right. Well, but if you don't, this is great. If you don't let Jameis Winston be Jameis Winston, you got nothing then.
They didn't let Russell Fields be Russell Fields.
Justin Fields.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
It'd be tough to let Russell Fields be Russell Fields because I never heard of it.
Jameis Winston is the ultimate gunslinger. Up here, he can throw for 5 touchdowns, 380 yards, and look awesome. And then the very next week, he throws for 120 yards and 5 interceptions. I don't think the Steelers want that type of craziness.
Anybody else out there that you'd sign for a little bit more than what you'd be forced to pay for Wilson or Fields from the Derek Carrs?
Do I get Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold is absolutely clearly number one.
So how much more
me.
Would you pay for Sam Darnold than to be stuck with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields?
Sam Darnold's 27 years old. Sam Darnold has roughly 10 to 12 years. Russell Wilson's 37. Sam Darnold's got a decade. If we've seen with Baker Mayfield, we've seen with Geno Smith, we've seen with Sam Darnold.
What about Darnold wilting in the playoffs? Does that scare you, or like
it does?
Does that make people think he is what he was with the Jets?
I think their whole team failed.
Well, he got a heater with the Vikings.
Their defense was atrocious that game too. I mean, their defense weren't they down like 17-0 in 10 minutes?
He didn't play, but I would also look at. I mean, I'm not throwing all my eggs in the Darnold basket, but I think there's tremendous value with him, as you said, at his age. I think there's also you got to think at 27 years old, those were the first really meaningful games he ever played in his life because he never played a meaningful game with the Jets.
Sure, but I also get a little skittish when I remember him talking about seeing ghosts for the Jets. What's that first time he takes a snap back at Pittsburgh, gets mauled off both edges, and he sees those ghosts for the rest of the season?
The discussion comes down to, would you rather put the Steelers' future into a drafted quarterback who might be Bryce Young, who might be Jamarcus Russell, who might fail, or would you rather go find Baker Mayfield?
But who says they have to draft a quarterback next year? Why can't you? Now, again,
the one thing we didn't touch on is what if they get spurned by both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? What if Russell Wilson ends up on the Giants like he's rumored or the Raiders and Fields seems to think that his value is too high for the Steelers and they both bail? Now what do you do for the Steelers?
But I think this is a conversation more of what do you think they should do and what are they going to do?
Absolutely,
you're talking from the mind frame of
what I'd like them to do.
What they're going to do, and that is they're going to try to get a quarterback at a reasonable amount that still gives them a chance to make the playoffs.
Because
they're trying to do it with Wilson or Fields first.
Because we haven't gotten to this. We can't overlook this because they still believe.
Correct.
That they have to win on defense. They still believe that they're going to put all this money into their defense, and If you get Sam Darnold and you think he could throw for 5,000 yards, I'm not sure they'd even let him or anybody, because Mike Tomlin still wants to win games 17-13.
But, you know, we're going to spend the next after the break talking about the defense. None of this matters if the defense plays the same way it did, with Minka being irrelevant.
Sure, exactly.
TJ
right.
Watt being whatever, pushed all over the field because he's getting chipped and taken out of plays.
And you
no,
especially
no pass rush.
Can't do that when you're spending all your damn money on defense.
Right.
But for me, the question before we go to the break is, again, Would you right now, would either of you rather trust a top five or top 10 NFL draft pick quarterback or go out and find a Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield kind of guy?
Yeah,
27
I'm not a
years
Cam
old.
Ward fan.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd go after a quarterback that's established.
Even if the quarterback was like Bryce Young and got benched, we put so much emphasis in the first year of these NFL quarterbacks who are 21 years old.
What about Derek Carr then?
Fine. I think he could be a guy. I think he's still got a lot left in the tank. I don't trust 21-year-old dudes coming out of college playing the most difficult position in the world.
Especially with the roster that is configured around the Steelers. That's
yes,
why before we got to hit to a break here, this is what I'm throwing out with, and again, it's not going to happen because they kept Mike Tomlin in place. They didn't do anything with their coaching staff. So obviously they think, and they're going to play in their cards where they're trying to win right now. But I don't think if you put like you play a Justin Fields, you sign a quarterback as cheap as you possibly can. And okay, if you end up stinking next year, I think the better play for the Steelers is that you don't necessarily have to get a quarterback in next year's draft, that this could be a 2 or 3 year rebuilding process if you truly want to get back to the top, and then you wait for your quarterback either it being later in another draft, or now you get a quarterback that fits around pieces that are already there.
The problem is, Corey just said that Justin Fields is going to get you to 9 wins or whatever, and that's
right.
about going to be the ceiling most
but
likely.
But do you think if that Justin Fields will get him to that 9 wins?
I think Mike Tomlin's style, for as much as
yeah.
we bust
no,
on him,
I agree.
Mike Tomlin's style can get you 6 to 7 wins.
Yeah.
So and so now we're talking, if you're talking yeah. about a 2 or 3 year rebuild, now we're talking 10, 12 years without
again,
a playoff victory.
I'm saying
is Tomlin
what I
even
think
still there?
That's when I am not talking about what
you're
this
right.
is what they should do. This is in no terms, if they want to win more in the playoffs, it's not going to work year by year by just trying to put the best team out possible.
I agree with you
100%,
but Mike Tomlin isn't going
correct,
for some
correct,
rebuild.
He's
not sticking around for a rebuild.
Correct. But that's what I'm saying. It's either he's gone or it's going to be this year.
I'm with you, Kreider. Take a 5-12 year. But I just don't see the organization.
Why don't they just sign Aaron Rodgers and then force Mike Tomlin to quit? Because he had to deal with
Aaron
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers start talking crap about him all the time, yeah.
Head to a break, and then we got a caller on the other side to start then.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from Circuit of the Americas. 18-year-old Connor Zillish led 26 laps on the day to win from the pole, his second race win in just 7 series starts.
You know, I just got to stay calmer from now on, right? I did it well at Watkins Glen, but, you know, this race felt a lot like last year at COTA, and, you know, I am frustrated that I made those same mistakes again, but you know, I'm sure that I'll be able to learn from it and be better moving forward. But somehow we ended up getting the win, so happy about that, but you know, still frustrated.
Yeah, I'm really proud of my entire Junior Motorsports team. We had such a fast car, and honestly more frustrated with myself than I am happy. You know, I made way too many mistakes and made it way harder on myself. And you know, if there's so many things I can say that I could have done better, and I don't know how we came back and won the race. It's just a testament to how fast our car was. But yeah, I definitely have a lot to clean up with myself and moving forward. But you know, it was a great way to come back from that penalty. It was way too chaotic of a race for my liking, but you know, we ended up getting the job done anyway, so it is what it is, but definitely a lot of frustration.
William Byron was second, followed by Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, and Christian Eckes rounds out the top five. Your quick point standings: Austin Hill leads Jesse Love by 13 points. Up next is Phoenix Raceway, going down Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on CW. This is the final lap.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this three-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Hank FM.
Nothing like a little Foreigner.
I love Foreigner, man. Foreigner, Journey, Survivor, that's my cup of tea right there.
I think Donald Trump loves Foreigners. With all the crazy stuff that's going on right now in the world.
We do not talk politics on this show.
Oh, I do. It's a funny segue. I'm in there, man.
The only politics I talk is the transgender thing. You don't want to get me going on that. That pisses me off about this. So, but that's the only politics I get into.
Is it because you're wearing a skirt today and I'm supposed to call you Corey, C-O-R-I?
Nice. It's because I think girls should be protected in sports and not have to play dudes.
What do you think about the city of Philadelphia then deciding they're not going to conform to the executive order that Trump put in? They're going to allow
you've gone down the rabbit hole. Today, Congress denied. They voted against. They voted against this. So now we're going to continue to allow the insanity of dudes playing against girls in sports. So
hate it.
Yep. It's insane. All right. Anyway,
we got a call.
Hang on. I got to talk about the reason this show is on the air, and that's Kreider and Matt Light. No, J.M. Boswell, Pipes and Cigars. They are our presenting sponsor each and every day. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. If you stop by there, tell them that you heard us talking about them on Sports Central, and tell J.M. Boswell hello. He'll hook you up with a good cigar, pipe, tobacco blends, whatever you got.
All righty, Chuck from Unionville. What's up, brother? Oh, now I'm saying brother like
yeah,
Andy.
Thanks for stealing my line, Bort. I got to go to something else. Ooh, yeah. I'll give him the old Macho Man greeting.
Hey, man, somebody's got to call in and lift this show up. What do you want me to say?
Come on. Oh, man. We're going to come to Unionville and hunt you down. The three of us are going to lay the smack
well,
down.
I'll tell you, in fairness,
Chuck said he's left the gym. So he's either swole, but he's swole and tired right now. So we can go whoop on him tonight because he won't be able to lift his guns because
nice.
he was hulking out at the gym.
We'll see who's standing at the end of that. Hey. So as it relates to this quarterback thing, I think there are two separate issues. One is quarterback in general. The rest of the NFL is doing this. So it isn't a matter of saying what's Tomlin or who this, that. If there was a stat that I heard coming through the playoffs that the only teams that had a legitimate shot that made it deep into the playoffs and had a chance to win the Super Bowl had a quarterback that was projected to be basically almost a no-brainer Hall of Famer. If you don't have one of those guys, yeah, You're looking at average season.
Yep.
Period. And the rest of the league's doing the same thing. So relative to what Tomlin does, it's like you've got the have not. They're down playing marbles with the have nots. And but that's not a. And I don't put this one on Tomlin. because the rest of the league's trying to find – these guys are so rare to have not only the physical ability, but the mental ability to process.
Chuck, you, just what I said, there's 13 to 15 people on the whole planet that can do this at a really – I like what Chuck said about the Hall of Fame thing, because this is what we go back to. If you have a quarterback, you have a chance. Without Ben, after Ben, this is what the 80s were about with the Mark Malone era. Without Ben, you're in purgatory.
Let me tell you what that was like, being a Steelers fan. Like I said, you're coming out of Pittsburgh when Bradshaw retired. You had Mark Malone, Bubby Brister, Kent Graham, Mike Tomczak. You had all of these guys. It was painful. But whether it was a matter of them not prioritizing the position until Rooney stepped in and said, we're taking the quarterback. But that's just what the league is, and these guys are so hard to find. Relative to my biggest concern, and I've said this always, is that they're going to try to I know that unless you have one of these guys, you ain't doing jack. So why are you going to act like you are? Find a placeholder. Sign Fields to lower amounts of money until – and it may take you 3 to 5 years to position yourself to amass draft capital so that you can trade up in the draft and get a guy. But, you know, or there are some gems that are found in the second and third round. But those are, man,
or
they're
Brock
rare.
Purdy, look with the Niners. They found that diamond in the rough.
Okay, but they put him in a situation. I just heard Colin Cowherd talk about this recently. He's a great story. He's not a great player. They put him on a team with great players around him, and his job was infinitely easier than anything that the Steelers have.
Well, that's true. I've always said that there's what's his name? He won the Super Bowl where he's a commentator in the year that they
Trent
weren't
Dilfer?
Very good. But Trent Dilfer.
Yep.
You know, meaning that this is the thing that kills me. Why spend all the draft capital maybe on Sam or the money maybe Sam Darnold when you got so much cap space right now? Put a dynamic team on the field with a quarterback. And with Justin Fields, and ride it out until you do that.
But Chuck, is any wide receiver going to come to Pittsburgh with Justin Fields as the quarterback? So now you're going to continue to have this same problem. If you got George Pickens, who's kind of a sort of a number one, you don't have a number two, and all you're left with is a bunch of number threes.
Well, now the Steelers have softened their stance. At the end of the season, we thought there was a good chance they were going to let him go if somebody offered him a second-round pick, but they just talked about, you know, Rooney and them talking about how he just wants to win and he can be a vital piece of the offense. So I think he's coming back again.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you got to ask yourself, he is a heck of a player. He's a head case, but he's a hell of a player. So if you let him go, how are you going to replace that level of talent? The odds are you're not. So
Well, they found that out with Deontay Johnson. I get it.
What's that?
They found that out with Deontay Johnson. You know, maybe not the talent level that Pickens has, but he was the best receiver that they had, and they ran him out of town because they thought he was a negative influence. And, man, for whatever reason, all the guys they tried to trade for, whatever, it all fell through, and they were left with a huge gaping hole with no real number two wide receiver all season long.
We've only got a couple minutes left. We could talk about this for another hour. Chuck brings up a great point. In theory, you take the hit at quarterback, you pay less, you build up the rest of your team. But again, if you don't have a quarterback, the bottom line is anybody else going to trust your organization enough to come on board if they think that Justin Fields is your guy?
So then what's our reasonable wish list for next year's starting quarterback to be? If we don't have to overspend, then who would we like to see?
Yeah. Again, the names of Darnold, Carr are out there. Probably Russell Wilson.
More so than Sam Darnold if it was relatively close?
No, my number one choice, I will make this crystal clear, my number one choice is Sam Darnold. He's a decade younger than Russell Wilson, and he's infinitely better than Justin Fields.
Okay.
But they won't afford to pay that.
We've got to take our last break.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, it's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. Three cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this three-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
Howdy, the old farmer here. You know, from the almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting. Whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you a Dracula fan or just a drag dresser fan?
I don't know this song.
It's Rob Zombie, that's why.
I'm not, I don't know Rob. I saw Rob Zombie's Halloween movies. Those are scary as hell, man.
Yeah, I don't like them. I don't like the do-overs. Like, he did the Halloween ones. Give me Jamie Lee Curtis. And
I agree.
That stuff.
I agree. But the Rob Zombie takes were, they were scary, man.
Yeah, he's a scary dude. So speaking of scary, we're going to be on hiatus again until the Tuesday before the draft, which I think the draft is late April this year. So we'll be back at our regular 5 o'clock slot the Tuesday before, talking all things draft, what the Steelers need to do. And then we'll come back the following week, the week after the draft, and talk about how they botched it.
Now, between now and then, will they do any freaking thing to improve
their
team?
Well, sure, they're going to have to do something, right? Don't they have to?
You have to.
If it's going to be Wilson or Fields, don't they have to do that before free agency starts next week at this time?
I don't know.
Schefter said he expected them to make this week to make a decision.
Okay, that's good.
But I
don't you think all signs point to Fields?
Right? Yes, I would agree that that's probably the case.
And if he spurns them, then they'll default to Wilson.
And I go back to what Bort said, which was just brilliant, of we can all talk about what we want them to do. Yeah. What they're going to do is something very different.
What would happen if both Wilson and Field spurned them? Where would they go? Would they go Carr? Would they go
Carr? We didn't talk enough about Carr because that's
what
much
are their
more
options,
likely.
Though, if they both would say, "Yeah, we got way more money than what you're going to want to spend," or would the Steelers cave and pay one of them way more because that's what they feel most comfortable operating with one of those two nitwits?
I'm scared. Like, listen to that, Rob.
I want them both to tell the Steelers no, just because I want to see how it all plays out.
I would say that. I'd say that they're screwed. If both of them say no, I just don't know that there's not enough money for Sam Darnold. I don't know that there's enough money for Derek Carr. So
what about Mason Rudolph?
What about your buddy you mentioned during the break?
Duck Hodges!
Quack,
quack, man, bring him back. We can see Lainey
quack
Wilson.
Attack.
We can see Lainey Wilson at the Acrisure Stadium.
That's who he's dating.
No, they got engaged or married now.
They're married? Yeah. She's married to Duck freaking Hodges?
Yeah, quack, quack, man.
Wow, he must.
I don't find her that attractive.
She's a superstar, though.
It doesn't matter.
She's a rich superstar.
So was Rosie O'Donnell. I don't want to marry her.
Wow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.